Well, well, well. Hello, everyone. This is Liz Surya with ETBS. I am a tax advisor, accountant, and QuickBooks consultant. I welcome you to one of my first webinars and videos, if you want to call them. One of the things I've been asked since the beginning of this year with all the big changes of Trump in the tax reform is, please, can you clarify, Liz, what's going on? So I have tried my very best in a nutshell to break down what I thought it was the most important aspects of the changes. And I'm also have covered a little bit about the individual parts, but especially individual, because no matter what, even if you have a company, obviously taxes do affect you in the personal level. So let's get started with that. So I'm sharing my screen here, as you can see. And yes, this is me. And here we're going to start with the new standard deduction repeal of the personal exemptions. Okay, what does that mean? It means that the new law temporarily increased the amount of the standard deductions. Okay, so for an example, right now, if you marry filing a joint return, it is $24,000, which is very attractive. Under the old law, it was only going to be $13,000, and that was as a part of 2018. Now, for head of household, which I'm glad that they were able to keep this, deduction, because originally Trump was trying to really remove it. And I was very discontent when I saw that, because I know there's a lot of single parents out there, and they need to have that status in place. So anyhow, the good news is that it went up from under the old law was $9,550. It is now $18,000. For the single, it went up to $12,000, and for any other individuals, okay, that means if you were a widow, you would have a different deduction. Now that also applies to that status. Under the old one, it was only $6,500, and that would have been with the increase of the inflation as of the new year of 2018. So to give you an example, they say that before, if you were single in the year of 2017, your standard deduction was $6,350. Your plus your personal exception, right? $4,050. Simple math. You add that up, it's $10,400. Now that would have been your total standard deduction if you didn't need to itemize. Now that means that right now the difference of $12,000 versus $10,400 for a single taxpayer, you're looking at about $1,600 of net taxable income. Now again, that really depends on your income, less or more, depending really in your AGI, which is your gross income adjustment. So the new law temporarily suspended the deduction for personal exemptions and modified the withholding rules to reflect the fact that the taxpayers no longer can claim personal exception, which was again $4,050 per person in the year 2017. Now the cons, well, like anything else, you know, a lot of people have been opposed to the new rules, to the changes. And, you know, I personally, from my years of working in the tax field, I think the married couples will not be able now to deduct the children as an exemption. So that increases the taxable gross income. So I'm concerned with that. But again, we will see how everything develops. And even though these laws are in effect into 2025, we will see if there's going to be any changes. So I'm going to go for the next slide, which is actually the new tax bracket, and that's really important. And I will go ahead and continue that on my second part of the video, because this is something that a lot of people are actually going to benefit, especially if you're single filer. And then other people are going to feel, well, I've been cheated, out of the process, Liz, because now I might end up paying more. That's a possibility, yes. So again, it really depends on the status that you're in and what type of deductions you can get. But this is going to give you a good example of what we're looking at right now. And this is versus 2017 to what's going to be now as the 2018, the recording of this video as I'm doing it. So anyhow, I wanted to touch this because this is takes a little more detail, and I really want to get into that on the second part two of the video. So in the meantime, I will see you in the next video, and I thank you so much, and I will be back. Thank you.